Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply utopia. Utopia. Now, you've heard this term many times before, and it simply means the place where complete excellence exists. Oftentimes, it's in the category of unicorns and pots of gold at the end of the rainbow and leprechauns and other things that we deem to be fictitious, like the Fountain of Youth, and the list goes on and on, that we deem to be fictitious and think we'll never achieve. Utopia was a book written by Sir Thomas More over 500 years ago, and I challenge you and submit to you that my friends and neighbors, every business owner in the country, in the world, is seeking utopia. They want to create environments where things operate as they expect. They want to create an environment where a lot of things work smoothly and even better than they ever planned. However, the word utopia in the Greek literally means no place. Therefore, utopia is not a place, but a state of mind and or being. And I submit to you, my friends, that the entrepreneurs, the business leaders, whoever they might be, who embrace the power of having a state of being that is utopian are going to win every single time. It's about an attitude. Let's talk about how we create a utopian environment in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in everything we do. Let's do that with the first of a two-part series in the Utopia acronym. The U reminds us that we must embrace our uniqueness. There is nobody on the planet just like you. God made you special, different, and exceptional in many ways. He also gave you the understanding of the needs of others, and you also have certain aspects of your business that are just as unique as you are. If you're connected to any business, any organization, any entity, any enterprise, then you bring your uniqueness to the table. You know, every time I travel to various cities, I always ask the driver the question, what are the best local restaurants? The places I can find here that I can't find anywhere else. I want to find out what the local fare is in a town while I'm visiting. Why? Because everyone is looking for uniqueness. If you go on an African safari, you will see things that you will never see anywhere else. You'll see creatures that you've never seen in a zoo. You'll see hyenas and wildebeests. You'll see things that are coming out at you all around you that you've never experienced before. And that's the reason why the African safari is so sought after, because it is unique. There are some characteristics that create the utopian mindset when we embrace our uniqueness. First, let me tell you exactly what uniqueness means. First, people seek uniqueness. There is no shortage of fans, followers, and friends for the unique. Think about the brand name clothing that you purchase that you can only get at a particular store and during a particular time. You're seeking uniqueness. And when we embrace our individual and then our collective uniqueness as companies, as business leaders, then people begin to seek us. You don't have to go find them. They come find you. I know that that sounds like utopia, my friends. That's exactly what it is. Imagine an environment where people are seeking you. You know it. You seek it all the time. You call Siri. Siri doesn't call you. You are seeking products and services on Amazon. Amazon's not seeking you, but because of the uniqueness, you have Uber app on your phone or the Lyft app on your phone. Why? You're seeking Uber and Lyft when you go to various cities because you're seeking the uniqueness that you can only find in them. People serve uniqueness. There's no shortage of qualified personnel. You remember that old saying, good help is hard to find? Not in utopia, it's not. In utopia, when you embrace uniqueness, you end up attracting people like a magnet. They begin to come to you. Just recently, there was an organization that flew us down to meet with them relating to our products and services with Simply Success. We didn't call them. We didn't solicit them. They contacted us. And then the same thing. Every day, we get numerous applications of people wanting to apply and be a part of the team. Why? Because people are willing to serve uniqueness. My friends, I challenge you that if you embrace uniqueness will create a utopian environment around you. you. People also support uniqueness. There's no shortage of clients and products. We've got to also identify what we can do to promote and to have that unique component and unique element. We'll talk about that at some other time. The T in our Utopia acronym reminds us of the importance of tenacity. See, Utopia doesn't mean no work. It means no quit. See, we fight until we achieve with the utopian mentality. We work because we believe. We continue consistently because of our faith and confidence. Once we have a vision and embrace that vision, we don't stop until the vision is manifested. We are relentless in our pursuit of what we see. We're convinced. How convinced are you, my friends and neighbors, that whatever you believe, you're going to achieve? Are you fully persuaded? Are you confident? If you decide on greatness, I challenge you actually to decide on the greatness you desire and then continue in spite of any obstacle until that greatness is achieved. When I was in Louisville, Kentucky, I wanted to go visit the Muhammad Ali Museum. I'd never seen it. I'd heard a lot about it, and it was in walking distance from me, but I got turned around. I could see it from my hotel room. From my hotel room, I could look out the window and see the museum. But when I got downstairs, I got turned around, and because I did, it was hard for me to find it. Well, I didn't stop until I reached my destination. Tenacity is just like that. It's not stopping until you reach your destination. It's not quitting just because you get turned around. It's not blaming somebody because you get a little mixed up. It's not getting frustrated because things are not working the way that you expect. It's hanging on until you get what you want. Winston Churchill was the British Prime Minister during World War II, and people always credited him for his tenacity. And they asked him one time, "What has made you the type of leader that you are?" He said, "Well, imagine a long line, as far as your eye could see, of people, and I'm standing at the back of the line. I have no right or reason to break in front of other people, to cut in front of them, but I begin to speak what I believe, and I begin to speak it louder and louder and louder. Soon, the person in front of me turned around, and the person in front of him turned around to listen, and so forth and so on. Before you know it, I was at the front of the line because everybody ahead of me turned around to go in my direction." My friends, it may seem like you're fighting a losing battle, but in Utopia, that mindset says you don't stop until you get what you've achieved. You don't throw in the towel and walk away just because things don't go your way immediately. You keep pressing and pushing and prodding until you've accomplished your goal. We become tenacious through belief in ourselves, our mind, our ability, our passion, our humility, and those are the things that help us succeed. Last but not least, in part one of our Utopia acronym, the O is for organization. You see, Utopia is the state of order. It's the state of planning. It's the state of precision. Everything flows with that order. See, people are assigned to the proper task. Roles and objectives are clearly defined. Perfection is noticed at every turn. Do you have a plan, my friends and neighbors? Do you have a schedule, a structure, a discipline, a repetition in all the aspects of your professional life? Remember, those who fail a plan to fail. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace the fact that we can all achieve utopia, and it begins with our state of mind. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, and I can assure you the Success Training Institute will change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.